Say we're flying down a path with no ending. And if I die before I wake, ooh, don't let me wake up from this dream.
Back, sports fans, for another edition of Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio. We had a little hiccup, didn't have our Thursday special like we always do. Had one of our members down under the weather. I believe OBA gave the bug to me. You had it after Thanksgiving. I had it this past week. But needless to say, we both are still here. I am about 15 pounds lighter. Voice is a little bit off. Still hacking up stuff, but I'm here, man. I'm here. Baltimore Ravens showed out on Thursday night, man.
Let them keep showing out. I just want that foul to hit. It's coming.
Just like you said, right? It's going to be worse when it happens in the playoffs.
Yeah, you can't go no 3 months without losing a game and go win the Super Bowl. Who does that? Have you ever seen that done?
You said it. You better go and get a win. Better get that loss out the way now.
Because if you don't, it's going to hurt worse in the playoffs. And I'm going to be right there ready. Kenny Lee. He's so happy. They're going to get Terrell Suggs, too. You see that?
Are they going to sign him?
They got no choice but signing.
You have to sign him, though.
You need a pass rusher.
But the only thing about that is, man, I thought about it last night. I actually tried to Google it, and I didn't see anything on it. I know they said he'd be on waivers until Monday. So
they get last option.
Yeah.
Like, but with all the teams, they get the last chance to sign.
But my thing is, if you sign Terrell Suggs, then is it fair to the 53 members of that team right now?
You're only bringing them in on third downs just to pass rush.
You gotta send somebody home to bring him in.
Yeah, but it's probably a spot. It's probably somebody that they need to get rid of anyway.
That ain't cutting it.
That just ain't cutting it, you know?
It's always one of them, man.
It's somebody ain't cutting it. But what I'm saying is, he's really not going to take much playing time from nobody. Because he's not going to be out there till past third down passing downs. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
But the roster spot is still a roster spot.
It's still a roster spot. And my thing is, do you sign him and have him be a guy on the field, or do you sign him and have him be one of your guys that is your inactive for every Sunday going on the rest of the season, next two or three games?
But no, I mean, he's situational. I think they're going to do him like
that. I think he's worth a sign going into the playoffs, a veteran presence like him, and say, hey, third down, go get me somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to help him.
Yeah, it looked pretty good, yeah. It looked pretty good, yeah. I'm talking about, like, they look stellar, man. They like,
yeah.
It's what Lamar Jackson is doing, man. Like I said before, and everybody didn't want to say, oh, he's not an MVP, this and all. Yes, he's won the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Period. No matter what he does.
Yeah, the MVP is won.
Over
yeah.
with. It is won. He deserves it.
No
he earns it. There's nobody even close to him. This season that he's having is one of the most magical football seasons I've seen in a long, long time, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a long time.
Yeah, it's magical.
This Russell Wilson, when he first came in the league.
And you know I don't like y'all, but if they run into y'all in the playoffs, they dead. They are dead. If they run into any defense that can play defense with a little offense, they dead. They just ain't running. It's no teams out there that can stop the run. Like, what team you know that can actually stop the run out there?
Now, I like
New England.
They beat New England. Crushed them.
Yeah, but
San Francisco, they beat them.
Yeah, but
the Saints.
Yeah, but
everybody, they beat them all, man.
Yeah, but do you honestly think that they can beat all the people that we just said in a playoff game? I just don't think so. I ain't buying it.
My thing is, nothing's gone wrong for them yet.
And that's my point. That's what
I'm
saying.
That's unbelievable to me. Nothing's gone wrong.
That's what I'm saying. And that's just, it's like fool's gold. Like, you honestly think that they can finish out the rest of this season throwing to their tight ends. Just throwing to their tight ends. You think that? Do they occasionally go?
Well, obviously the way the season's going, yeah, because they're doing it week in, week out. But if I'm a wide receiver, I would be upset because I'm not getting any balls. But like Lamar said, the first read is a tight end. And the tight ends are getting open. And they got good tight ends, so that's what's happening with that. But I feel like in the playoffs, you're going to need to go down the field, and you're going to need somebody to go get you a 3rd and 15. You're going to need you somebody that's going to go and, you know, run you a deep out. And can you execute those plays when you need to do them? If you can't, you know, in the playoffs, you're going to go home. Simple as that. But if you can run the ball, if you have special teams, if you can kick the ball, if you can catch it, you can do all the things that they do well. They do everything well, B.A. What do they – where's the weakness on the Baltimore Ravens team?
Where
yeah.
is the weakness?
Don't have one.
They don't really have a weakness. Well, they got a weakness, but I don't think it can be exploited. You know why? Because they never be behind.
There you go.
They always, but just think.
That's the only thing we think of. Can they catch up if they have to play from behind?
They don't never. Listen, every game I watch.
They score first.
First, 2-3 touchdowns.
Yep.
First, 2-3 drives.
Drive, score every time.
21 points.
Yep.
Dead. Team dead. Confidence on. Everybody's shot. But it's not going to be like that.
Everything going right for them, man.
But it's not going. You think that they can actually do that for 2 more months? Everything go right. No, it's not going to happen. You're going to run into a buzzsaw.
Something going to happen. Something janky going to happen, man.
And I already know it. And I'm just waiting for the demise. I'm still a fan. I'm waiting for it.
You did say this. You said, man, they better go and get them one out the way right now.
Yeah.
And they just keep winning, though. They keep winning. Keep winning. Keep winning. It's too late to lose. Nah, NBA.
Too late to lose. And then you don't. Like, we play on week 17.
Nothing. They gonna have their starters won't be playing.
So that's what I'm saying. So that ain't gonna count.
That's not a loss.
Even if y'all lose, even if we beat them, that still ain't gonna count.
Right.
So it's gonna be a problem somewhere.
Man, I hate that because I mean y'all would be in the wild card situation.
They gonna run into Mahomes or them Patriots and gonna get popped. I'm telling you right now, cause Mahomes ain't going.
Yeah.
Mahomes ain't going for all that trickery. Dickery Doc.
Because he's going to score right with you.
He's going with you.
Yeah. And you better be prepared because if not, man, listen. They talk about Tyreek Hill. What's his name? I can't.
Hardman. Mecole Hardman.
I think he batted in Tyreek Hill.
Just another version of Tyreek Hill. The same player.
Man, he can just light you up. Then Kelsey coming at you. Oh, my God, man. Listen. The Chiefs, all you got to do is play a little bit of defense, man.
They just got to be able to stop somebody occasionally.
Every now and then.
I just don't. I'm not buying that Ravens stuff. I mean,
you're a Ravens hater. That's what that is.
Bro. No, I'm a Steeler fan.
They rolling, man.
They rolling. But
Lamar is unbelievable. Everything's just working for him. It's just clicking, man. It's fun to watch them. And I enjoy watching them. You can't tell me you don't like watching
them. No, I like watching them. You know, I ain't no Ravens. You know how I'm a hater? Like, I hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't hate the Ravens like that. I don't. But I just know how football go.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen, they going to run into a buzzsaw.
Something just going to go, something just ain't going
to
go right.
It's not going to be scripted to where they can just sit there and do go score every touchdown.
Right.
What can they do then? That's what I want to see.
Right, right. So if you look at it, get in a situation to where you have one of a playoff game with the weather bad like it was at time. If you have one of them really bad weather games or something like that, it's going to be something that's going to put a little adversity in their face, man. It honestly is. What you think about the Jets and the Sam Donalds? What do you think about the Jets' performance against the Ravens?
Well, they tried for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell even tried to run a little bit.
80-some yards, yeah.
You can see that that team just was overmatched. They was overmatched.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
They was in the wrong league, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. They tried, though. Because at first, you know, I picked the Jets to cover.
Right, I did, too.
I picked them to lose probably by about 10.
I said 15 because it was minus 17.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I didn't just think they're gonna get wrapped like that.
Yeah, but
and actually, was a point in that time in the game.
They could have took an in.
It almost got a garbage touchdown. Almost killed the spread. Honestly,
but it was a point in time that they could have actually made that a game.
Yeah, but they just didn't have enough. They ain't had the horses.
They ain't got the horses and stuff.
They ain't had the horses, man. This weekend, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Detroit Lions. Tampa Bay -4.5. James Winston with his thumb, he's going to play.
I'm rolling with James.
Hey, James is going to finish this season at 500, man. He's 6-7 right now. They're going to beat Detroit, hands down.
Yeah, they'll beat them.
Hands down. So that's Bucs -4.5 against Detroit. I'm going to go Bucs. Mike Evans is not playing, though.
I don't care.
Godwin's still there, though.
I don't care nothing about Mike Evans.
That's a 28-21 win to me right there for the Bucs.
I'm going
to
say 24. I'm going to say 24-17.
Bucs with the win and the cover. My Texans host the my Titans host the Texans. Tennessee -3. Derrick Henry's a little banged up. He said he's gonna play, hamstring issues. But
okay.
Big game, you know, AFC South. Texans got better quarterback, better team.
Nah, I ain't about to buy all that.
You know, so
up and down roller coaster ain't gonna work. It's defense and manageable offense in December, and they don't have it.
So I'm going to go ahead and roll with the Texans. Texans 24, Titans 21.
I'm rolling with them Titans. Yes, sir, Titans.
Trying to jinx the Titans, huh?
No, they just a better team than the Texans.
Titans -3.
I don't want to say it, but they are.
Titans -3, what's your score?
I'm going to say Titans 21, Texans 17. I like that score. I like, because they going to score a little bit, but they just.
But it's always a one possession game.
Yeah, but they ain't going to win. They don't block enough for Deshaun Watson. It's just stuff they don't do for him.
And you don't want to go outdoors at Tennessee and don't block for Deshaun.
Yeah, they just ain't a complete team.
You can kind of get ready.
They look good against the Patriots one week. But then the next week, you turn around and get blowed out by the Broncos.
Yep. Drew Lock, man. Wow.
So, I mean, what can we – we don't know what we're going to
expect.
Get.
We don't know. And I hate that because you I would have felt better if they had beat the Patriots, beat the Broncos, and then been feeling themselves, and then we get a chance to just knock them off.
But yeah.
Now they done got embarrassed.
So, now they coming off a loss that we're like, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, they got to play hard and do everything right now. I'm a little worried about that, man. The Texans and the Titans will play each other 2 times over the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But the only difference is the Titans have to mix in a December 22nd date with the New Orleans Saints. So the Titans, you know, it's an uphill battle for them to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've done well to even get to this point, to even be in the conversation. But you're asking them to beat the Texans twice and the Saints. Asking them to win out, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So can we go 11-5? Can we do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. You know I don't want y'all to do nothing. But I actually definitely like the Titans setup. They got the perfect quarterback to fit what they do. Man, that's all y'all were missing. And when y'all when they got rid of that quarterback and said you going to the bench, they 6-1. The defense has always been solid, like, but the defense ain't been a defense to where 2000 Raven defense where you just carry.
Yeah, no matter what happens.
So you still got to put points up with them, but as far as making it tough on you, that defense is perfect. So they got a quarterback that can score 21 points, 24 points. So I like the Titans setup.
Do you remember what I said when they signed Tannehill? Do you remember what I said at the beginning of the season?
Oh, you ain't like him. You ain't like him. You didn't like him. You did not like him. Why we go sign Tannehill? Why we go sign? Now, what you finna say, you say?
But what? I'm going to find a sign by it. I'm going to put it out there for the world to see. But you don't remember what I said about it?
Mm-mm. What'd you say?
I said the only good thing about this is we have a quarterback similar to the one that we have. So if he goes down, we can still do the exact same thing we've been doing.
Yeah, but that ain't saying much.
That's saying a lot.
That's just saying you got a good backup.
That's saying a lot, man.
He's a starter now.
And he's a starter, and it makes sense, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just... Mariota just won cutting it
he off. Just... Yeah, Mariota's trash.
He the kid. He'd probably be a backup the rest of his career now.
But...
I don't know where he would fit. Like...
He's not on anybody's...
If he can't play on the Titans, who can he play for?
Well, I hate when you say that now, but... He's not a...
I'm saying it because they got a great defense, so... If you can't play for a team that's got a great defense...
No, let's go a step further. I get what you're saying now. They got a good defense. If you can't play on that team, who can you play for? They got a great defense. And that's the team that drafted you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So if you can't do it there, where can you do it?
You're a backup. There, he's a backup. And that's the bottom line.
And I don't think the Tennessee Titans are going to... He can't be a backup in Tennessee.
No, he's not going to be a backup in Tennessee.
Yeah.
There's no way he can be a backup.
And I don't think anybody out there...
Which, what you know what's going to happen. He's going to sign somewhere to be somebody's starter, but end up being a backup.
I don't see nobody signing him to be a starter.
Yeah, I think somebody will give him a shot. Because he's still young, 25, 26. Somebody will give him another shot.
He's going to sign Marcus Mariota.
But they're going to see that he ain't that good, and he's end up going to be a backup somewhere else. That's how it usually works.
Seahawks minus six at the Panthers.
I'm going to take... Yeah, Seahawks going to... Probably beat their brains.
Yeah, why is it a 6-point game?
I don't know. That's a good pickup for Seahawks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that one.
Why is it a 6-point game?
That's like a Monday. That's like a one of the surefire picks.
I don't understand the injuries. Oh, wow.
Nah.
Oh, wow.
Nah, that
ouch. Wow. Oh, wow. You know why it's a 6-point game? Because the Seattle Seahawks, look here, have Justin Britt, Michael Kendricks, Ed Dixon, Thorpe, Luke Wilson. Ezekiel Ansah, Jadeveon Clowney, Jordan Simmons, Kalen Reed, Ethan Posick, Nazir Jones, Shaquille Griffin, Tedrick Thompson, Adam Choice, DeMarcus Christmas, Demetrius Knox, Rashid Penny, Justin Johnson, and Jeremy Boykins.
All
on questionable. All on the injury report.
But guess what? It still don't matter.
Golly.
Still don't matter.
And the same thing on the other side. This is the most extensive injury report I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, Seahawks should ball them up pretty good.
Mom.
Yeah, I'll go 35. 35.
I'm going to say 35 what?
I'll say 35-21.
I'm going to say 27-13.
27-13?
About two touchdowns.
We both going to say Seahawks ball, maul the Panthers right there. Mm-hmm. New England Patriots, minus 10, the Bengals. That's a tough line there, man, because I don't see the Patriots scoring a bunch of points. Man. Bengals playing a little bit better.
Patriots, 20-3.
20-3?
Yes, sir.
I'll go a step further. I'll go 24-10.
Yeah.
Bears at the Packers. Packers minus 4.5.
Packers minus 4.5. That's the finesse against... Tough. Where they playing at?
Y'all heard it. Y'all Packer fan. Y'all Cheesehead fan. What kind of team they got, B.A.?
Finesse.
Finesse team. They're playing in Finesse City in Lambeau.
Oh, yeah. I like the Packers.
Like the Packers?
Packers at home.
Packers minus 4.5.
I'd say 17-10 Packers.
17-10 Packers. I'm going to go Bears. I'm going to ride the Trubisky train.
Okay.
I'm going to say 24.
It's a good pick now.
I'm going to say 24-21 Bears.
I just like the Packers at home, but yeah, it could go either way for
sure. I'm going to say 24-21 Bears. Trubisky, 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. No picks. Mm-hmm. Denver Broncos at the Chiefs, minus 10.
Man, I'm going Patrick Mahomes, 35-17.
I'll say 35-21, because I like Locke. He put
up a few points.
But Kansas City going to wrap.
Yeah, it will be.
Miami Dolphins at the Giants. Giants minus 3. Who put this game?
I like the Dolphins.
Why? I'm definitely taking the Dolphins.
21-17.
I'm going to ride with you. 21-17 Dolphins. The Giants really.
The Giants
situation, man. And then rid of the corner. Let's talk about that after we get through our scores, man. Janoris Jenkins loses a $12 million job over the word retard.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't want to apologize for it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he should have had to apologize for it because the lady was calling him out. Then he said, I got to do my job, retard. Then his team said, hey, you need to apologize. But, Janoris, you got to apologize for $12 million, right?
Yeah. Swallow your pride.
Come on, man.
But he probably thought he can get more than that anyway. You know,
because he's played well.
He's good, dog.
Jack Rabbit played well.
He's a good cover corner, man. Nice pickup for somebody right now.
I don't think nobody's going to touch him right now, though.
You don't think? Why?
Because of that social media crap.
Man, I'm so tired.
That's so sickening, man. You can't do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. You can't do nothing, man.
I'm tired of all that, man.
It's like you can't win. Miles Garrett take a picture with a fan, fan punches him. This dude here responds to a fan, gets suspended.
Yeah.
Like, come on, that's two NFL players that lost jobs this year because of tweeting back at people. Yeah. The safety for the Browns, and now Jack Rabbit. Same thing. Like, what world do we live in? You can't express yourself. You can't say nothing and talk. Like, that ain't right, man.
That's crazy, man.
So I wonder if the players, I wonder if they're going to back him on that, losing that salary because of that. Does he have a leg to stand on?
Yeah.
I think he lost his job for saying that.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. Man, Giants just, you know. I wouldn't expect nothing else less from the Giants, though.
Eli getting that next start, though. Eli looked good that first half, boy.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
Didn't do nothing the second half.
Yeah, he looked solid, though. He looked solid. Same Eli.
Eagles, minus six at the Redskins. Man. Eagles are so... I mean, they just...
Trash.
They just can't turn the corner, man. And Carson Wentz, to me, is... He about seven steps slower.
Nah, he fighting, though, man. He led him to that comeback Monday night.
No, I'm not saying Carson Wentz. I like Carson Wentz.
He just ain't the dude everybody try to make him out.
He's not who he was before he got injured, period. That's what it is. When he got injured, dived into the end zone.
He's an MVP.
Yes, sir. And we haven't seen that.
Yeah, we ain't seen that version.
So, Eagles minus six at the Redskins. So, I would say Eagles 20. Eagles 21, Redskins 10.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. Like, I'm going to say 21-13. Eagles cover.
Browns minus three at the Cardinals. Your boy Baker Mayfield.
I like the Cardinals in this.
I ain't going to give a chance. I'm going to go Mayfield.
I like the Cardinals in this.
I'm going to go Mayfield. Minus three, I'm going to go Mayfield, 21. Cardinals, 17.
I'm going to take the Cardinals, 17-13.
17-13 Cardinals. I say 21-17, you say 17-13. You say Cardinals, I say Browns. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Oakland Raiders, minus 6.5.
It's about time Oakland win one here. And they on a four-game skid, ain't they?
That's the last one at home right here.
I'm going to go with Oakland. I'm going to take Oakland 17. I'm going to take Oakland 21-14.
I'm going to go 17-6 Oakland.
Yeah, I'm going to take Oakland. Yes.
Minnesota Vikings minus 2.5 at the Chargers.
Minnesota all the way.
All the way. All 24-21 Chargers. 24-21 Vikings. I'm going to make it
21,
a close game.
21-10 Vikings.
Vikings. Rams minus 1.5 at the Cowboys.
I like the Rams. Rams all day.
And you know what I honestly going to say, man? I'm going to ruffle some feathers right here. I think the Rams beat the crap out of them.
I don't care how bad it is, as long as they got more points than the Cowboys.
At the end of the game.
At the end of the game. So I'm going to say they're going to have to score, though. So I'm going to say 28-24 Rams.
And I'm going to go I'm going to go 24-17 Rams.
And I'm going to predict this. I'm going to say.
I'm joking about beating the crap out of y'all. I'll go
24-17. Aaron Donald has a big game.
In Jerry's world.
In Jerry's world.
Cowboys, man. It's like the season is set up for them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, like that. Eagles so sorry that they can't just muster up a few wins and knock them on out. To give them the death blow.
They still there, man.
Like, if they could just go and give them that death blow.
Even if they lose on Sunday, which they are going to lose, they still there. They ain't went nowhere.
I know.
That's the best position it is, man.
Right, the catbird seat.
And Ty Gurley broke it down best and said, it don't matter what's going on. We have a better record than them, but they're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to be in it.
There's no way they're not going to be in the playoffs.
Because the Eagles just ain't got it.
Unless these Eagles wake up.
I don't see it.
And I don't see it happening, man. I honestly don't. They can't block.
They inconsistent, man. They just an inconsistent team. And it's some turmoil over there in Philly.
In Philly? Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's with turmoil. The owner, the coach, all that stuff, yeah.
You can see the turmoil, too, man.
There's no happiness there, man. Atlanta Falcons at the 49ers. 49ers minus 10.5.
Oh, man. 28-10, 49ers.
Gonna get a little popping going on there.
Yeah.
But the Falcons have played better the last few weeks.
Yeah, but they ain't. Yeah.
They're not going to do nothing with it. They're not going to travel to San Francisco, Santa Clara, and beat the 49ers.
No.
49ers minus 10.5, 28-14 Niners.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
28-10.
And the nightcap. Sunday Night Football. Buffalo Bills. Circle the wagons.
You been.
Head to the ketchup bottle.
We won about 4 games in a row. We won, and you've been picking against us. You gonna go and pick with us this week?
I'm riding with Buffalo, man.
Oh, you riding with Buffalo? Okay.
Yes, sir. Ride with them Buffalo Bills. And, man, the loss that we had to the Buffalo Bills is what's haunting us right now in the playoffs. We lost that game to Buffalo, man. Golly.
We ain't losing at home now.
So, Buffalo minus one. Buffalo at the how's Pittsburgh a favorite, though?
At home. We at home.
Don't matter. Got backup quarterback. I'm not finna beat these boys, man. Josh ain't playing good ball.
So, we wasn't gonna win. We ain't put a one last 3 weeks, but you, right?
No, but you're not gonna win this week.
At home?
Not gonna win this week.
Okay.
24-14, Buffalo.
Okay. I say 21-17, Pittsburgh.
You're not gonna win at home. You're not gonna beat Buffalo. Tell me how you're gonna beat Buffalo, man.
How?
Yeah.
Scratching and crawling. I don't know how we're gonna do it. I don't know how we done won the game we done won, though. So don't ask me.
Wow. And everybody's buying, Vegas is even buying into it.
Yep.
Wow. Unbelievable, man. James Conner playing?
No, I don't know.
I saw what Juju's out.
Yeah, Juju out. We don't know what's going on, man. We need Conner, though, for this game. We need both of them back.
Questionable. Yeah, Connor's questionable. Juju's out. Gilbert is... Yeah, he's on IR. I thought they were bringing him back.
Who?
That linebacker.
Which linebacker?
That Ulysses, that Gilbert dude y'all got. Gilbert. That hurt his back.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, I know the linebacker.
Bro's calling in the middle of the thing. But, yeah, y'all not going to win at home, man. So, I'm definitely taking the Bills.
Right. I wouldn't expect no other way.
Yeah, definitely taking the Bills on that one, man. No ifs, ands, buts about that. Got to have them Bills. Bills got to come through for us. And then the Colts are going to play the Saints.
We need a Bills win, Titans loss. We'd be securing some shit. We'll probably be in the playoffs after that. If that happened,
done.
We'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah. Honestly, if we lose to the Texans, we're done.
Nah, I ain't going to say that.
Buffalo's ahead of us because they beat us.
Yeah. Oh,
you guys will be ahead of us.
If we win.
Record-wise. Then, I mean, we got the same record, but y'all be ahead of us because you've won more division games than we have.
Nah, if y'all lose, y'all going to be behind us. No, we got the same record now.
If we lose, we're done.
No. If y'all lose and we lose and Buffalo win, that means that y'all will be... Y'all still jump us.
No, we can't jump you.
No, well, that means that y'all will be in the same situation y'all in now.
Yes, we're going to be behind you.
Right.
And the reason we're behind, that's what I try to explain to you.
But y'all ain't done,
we have the same record.
But y'all won't be done.
Yes, but the way the tiebreaker breaks down is y'all would make the playoffs and we wouldn't because y'all have a higher winning percentage in your division than we do. And we would have had.
So what if y'all win and the Texans lose?
That's how it's going to happen because if we play in the Texans.
But I'm saying, how would that scenario work out? Where would Texans fall off to?
Okay, so say if y'all won this week, right? If y'all beat Buffalo.
Ain't y'all tied with the Texans?
Huh?
Ain't y'all tied? Don't they got the same record we got?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we all have the same record.
Right, so.
But y'all.
That's what I'm saying. So either way, whoever lose that game,
shot.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Nah, well, y'all no, ain't shot.
The Texans will have a better chance. We got to play the Saints and then the Texans again.
But no, I understand that. But what I'm saying is this. It don't really matter who wins the game. That loser of that game is going to be in the same situation they're in now. They're going to be behind us. Huh?
Right.
Or we'll...
further behind. So...
like the tiebreakers is what I'm really talking about.
If we lose the game, we're going to be... if y'all lost. If y'all lose to the... to the Bills, mm-hmm. and we lose, mm-hmm. we still gain no ground on you because you have more division wins than we do. We actually would lose ground.
Yeah, we got the tiebreaker over y'all. I know that.
We would lose ground. You see what I'm saying? Because then we would have two division losses.
Oh, okay.
And y'all, who have y'all lost to in the division?
Well, Ravens and Browns.
Lost to the Ravens and Browns?
Yeah, we got two. So.
All right, so we've lost to... hold on. They said that y'all have... we haven't played them in... we got two more division games.
So, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It ain't really... I don't know how that...
we're just behind y'all on percentage points. And
no, I know that. Play. That's I all. Know that.
So... but we got
to
win.
But y'all going to lose to the Saints, so that's going to trump everything. Y'all definitely can't lose this week.
No, if we win this week, we're okay. This is the week.
Okay.
If we win this week, we got a chance to... control our own destiny. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If we lose this week, we're in bad shape because then we got the Saints, then we got the Texans again. But if we beat the Texans, say we beat the Texans, then the Saints game, everybody says, oh, the Saints is a more powerful team. They're going to beat us, yada, yada, yada. I don't believe that. I think we can beat the Saints. Mm-hmm. But if we lose to the if we lose to the Texans, or we beat the Texans, then we lose to the Saints, then guess what? We got a chance to play the Texans again for the division. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we can still wrap it up.
Yeah.
But if we lose that first one, nah, it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work, man. So, Ravens the best team in the NFL?
Ravens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right by now. Far.
No, just right now.
By far.
I ain't gonna say by far.
Who's number two?
I don't know, but they ain't by far. It's fool's gold. I keep telling you that. They the best. I'm giving them their credit. They are the best right now.
Yeah, they are.
But not by far.
That Janoris Jenkins situation. I can't defend him. I can't defend any of it. I'm just looking at the aspect that this man lost his job based on replying to somebody.
Yeah.
He could have A, not replied, or B, apologized.
So, but what the apology gonna do? Take the word back?
No.
So, what's the point?
So, by him not wanting to do that, they released him.
But that's...
it's petty.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What if there was no social media?
I mean, you can't say that because it's a social media, but the thing is, what would the apology do? The apology shouldn't determine whether he lost his job or not. That's my point.
So, but that,
because he said it, he said it, he said it.
Yeah,
but apologizing for it don't really matter.
The employer wanted him to apologize. Should he apologize?
Yeah.
Keep his job, right?
Yeah, he should.
I don't care what he's talking about. Just keep your job, man. Keep your job.
But how can we blame the Giants for getting rid of him if he was dumb enough not to apologize?
Right. You can't defend it, right?
You can't defend it.
Can't defend it. You honestly can't. And that's what happened.
You can't defend somebody that know they got a $1 million contract and don't want it.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. You are held to a higher standard when you're making that type of money.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you can't even mumble the words out, I apologize.
My bad.
To save that?
To save $12 million?
What are you doing?
Save another year of 11. He had $11 million left next year.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
Right, so, yeah. And he said it was the best thing that ever happened to him, so, okay.
How?
Okay, bud. Okay, pal.
I mean, I know it's frustrating to be playing in New York right now with the Giants.
Like you said,
but about, I don't think it's that bad.
Like you said about Anthony Rendon going to collect $245 million from the Angels. You'll go to Alaska and live in an igloo for $245 million.
Yeah.
So for $12 million, would you say, my bad?
Yeah. 1-4.
Absolutely, I said. So, Gerrit Cole signing, man. What you think about that? Yankees overpaid.
The Yankees, they just have to get back in, you know.
But, B.A., honestly, they just broke the whole. They went so far above and beyond. Was anybody actually close on those offers like that?
No. They bid it against themselves.
They just took it to another stratosphere, didn't
they? Yeah, they just bid it against themselves.
So I was thinking his number was going to be around like 275, something like that. This man, top 300.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 29 years old.
At 29, though. And you know, they'll get some prime years out of him, though. But I ain't sold on him like that.
Oh, man.
I'm still not sold on Gary.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you now. The Yankees and Severino, Cole and Severino, hey, buddy.
That's some 2-1-2 punch, though.
Hey, they're ready now.
But can Severino get hold back up to that form?
Yeah, can he hold up? Can he get back? And I think so. That dude's stud.
Yeah.
He's stud. Man, ain't it amazing to think about Lamar Jackson being younger than Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
This dude is in his second year in the league. Running an offense, running the best team in the league. He's younger than Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow can win the Heisman tonight. Mm-hmm. Man, Lamar Jackson, that's tough, man. That's tough, man. Golly. Boxing match tonight, too. You going to watch that?
Oh, I'm watching all that pay-per-view.
Yes, sir. Pay-per-view. Get you a fire stick, people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what y'all sleeping on. Y'all sitting out here buying pay-per-views for $70 a pop.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. We get it in HD, crystal clear. $25 a month.
Monthly.
Simple as that, man. Dubs and Juice Radio, we out.
My body, what I'm talking about.